News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Congressional budget makers have come to an agreement on the two-year spending deal, capping off weeks of tense negotiations in the wake of October's government shutdown. House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan said this deal will keep the federal government running beyond the latest budget deadline.
This agreement makes sure that we don't have a government shutdown scenario in January. It makes sure that we don't have another government shutdown scenario in October. It makes sure that we don't lurch from crisis to crisis.
This deal pegs federal spending above the $1 trillion mark, but shifts many of the biggest sequestration cuts away from the defense budget and other vulnerable domestic programs to other areas across the next 10 years. Tuesday's agreement comes just before a Wednesday night deadline for it to appear on the House floor for approval. About 7,200 Wisconsinites have bought health insurance through Obamacare so far. State Deputy Insurance Commissioner Dan Schwartzer announced that figure earlier today. That's way up from the 800 or so that were able to buy coverage on healthcare.gov in October. The website has had numerous problems, but Schwartzer and others in a panel discussion said improvements are being made, and Schwartzer said that officials are, quote, delighted to see more Wisconsinites logging in. Insurance providers and agents are also reporting some improvements. Still, the 7,200 people represents just 1% of the estimated 700,000 Wisconsinites that will have to buy health insurance from the federal exchange. Wisconsin counties could sidestep state government to claim federal Medicaid dollars under a bill introduced at the Capitol. Andrew Beckett has the story.
The proposal from State Representative Melissa Sargent would allow counties to accept the Medicaid expansion funding Republicans rejected earlier this year. Counties could then use that money to offer more coverage to their low-income residents.
If a county would pass a resolution to accept the federal funds, the state DHS would assist them in filing for a waiver of exemption from the federal government so that those counties could then take the dollars in and cover the people in their communities.
18 Wisconsin county boards have already passed resolutions asking the state to help them obtain the funding. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A celebration was held earlier Tuesday for a group of people that studied hard and improved their skills. It's a Salvation Army program with North Central Technical College. Stan Steckbauer heads the program. He said they help teach the skills needed in today's world. He said the program helps the recipients decide what their future should be and helps them achieve it.
We try to assess their situation and then determine what they might be best suited for and how to eliminate any barriers so that they can accomplish their academic or vocational goals.
The program was at the Salvation Army and recognized 40 students for reaching their educational goals. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. There's a wind chill advisory in effect from midnight until 9 a.m. Thursday for most of the area, and a wind chill warning in effect for that same time in Price, Iron, and Ashland counties. Wind chills could drop down to 20 to 35 below zero in the advisory area and 30 to 40 below in the warning area. Look for an overnight low temperature of 8 degrees below zero with some snow developing after midnight. Sunshine, bitter cold Wednesday, high of only 2 below 0. And then Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy and a little bit milder, high of 11. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.